And that really segues us into some general context behind the market in this sector, such as constraints, substitutes, and potential cooperators. First off, some of the constraints of the sleep and dreams market. Number one, it is rather a foreign market, and the only main companies that have seen success in the industry are Calm and Headspace, both leaning rather towards the combination of meditation and a well-developed sleep schedule rather than actually analyzing dreams. There is also a smaller and less defined market size than other industries, but we have seen the consumers of this product in this sector are extremely loyal and also firm believers. Secondly, we will take a look at any potential substitutes for our product in the market. So there's actually no singular app that provides a platform as a service while also combining our features of text-to-speech, network effects from social features, alarms, and an emphasis on privacy. Otherwise, there are only substitutes for singular features such as Speechify, as mentioned, for voice-to-text and the alarm app for alarm features. Finally, let us take a look at potential internal and external cooperators within the industry. Regarding Headspace and Calm, we could potentially partner with them on both platforms to offer our dream services implemented with their meditation platform. Additionally, something else we want to look into are athlete partnerships. Many successful companies that have to do with improving oneself, whether it is the body or the mind, have shown a track record of partnering with athletes to promote their products. Later down the line, we also want to do the same in order to gain traction and build our brand image. Now I will pass it off to Haley, our design lead, to talk about the key benefits of our product and its interactivity.